Hello, I'm just going to do a quick podcast going through the plot of Jekyll and Hyde. So I'm going to do it chapter by chapter in 10 little chunks that are really brief summaries, just so you know exactly what happens when. So the first chapter is chapter one, the story of the door. So the door's very significant in this chapter. And we meet our main character, Mr. Utterson, and we actually see the story through Mr. Utterson's eyes. So he's sort of third person narrative there. Mr. Utterson and his friend, Mr. Enfield, are out for their weekly Sunday walk when they come across a strange door on the side of the street. Mr. Enfield tells a story then to Mr. Utterson about seeing a strange man trample a small girl. A crowd gather and make him pay compensation. This story worries Mr. Utterson as the compensation was paid for by his friend, Dr. Jekyll. Chapter 2 is the search for Mr. Hyde. Mr. Utterson continues to be concerned about the story told to him by his friend, Mr. Enfield. So he has a look, he looks into the will of his close friend Jekyll, where he discovers to his horror that Dr. Jekyll has left all of his money to a man named Hyde. He questions his old friend, Lanyon about Jekyll's relationship, and Lanyon says that he hasn't spoken to Jekyll for years. So Utterson vows to hunt down this Mr. Hyde and waits by the strange door until he arrives. He's surprised by the sense of evil that comes from him. Utterson is worried that Hyde will murder Jekyll in order to benefit from the will. So, chapter three, this is Dr. Jekyll was quite at ease. Mr. Utterson waits behind a dinner held by Dr. Jekyll and starts to question him about the will and about his relationship with Lanyon, why they've fallen out. It becomes clear that they've fallen out over scientific differences and that Jekyll feels that there's absolutely nothing to worry about with Hyde. He says he could get rid of Hyde at a moment's notice. Chapter 4, The Carew Murder Case. So, nearly a year later, a man of high society, Sir Danvers Carew, is clubbed to death by Mr. Hyde. It's witnessed by a young maid, and this takes place on the other side of London. A letter to Utterson is in Carew's pocket when he's contacted, and he recognises the walking stick used by Hyde as it actually belongs to Dr. Jekyll. On visiting Hyde's house, it's clear that he's tried to destroy evidence and make a really quick exit. In chapter 5, The Incident of the Letter, Utterson visits Jekyll to inquire if he is hiding Hyde, excuse the pun, following the murder. So Jekyll, but he notices that he looks really ill and pale, but promises Utterson that he's not. He says that Hyde is safe and they will never hear from him again, and that he's received a letter saying just as much. Utterson inquires about this letter because he wants to figure out where it's come from, and Jekyll threw away the envelope, but Guest, who's the clerk, notices that the handwriting is very similar to Dr. Jekyll's. Suspicion is mounting. Chapter 6. The Remarkable Incident of Dr. Lanyon. Dr. Lanyon is the doctor that we referenced earlier. He's the one who has fallen out with Henry Jekyll. Hyde appears to have disappeared for 2 months, and Jekyll becomes his old sociable self. However, suddenly this changes and he refuses to see Utterson. Utterson visits Lanyon to find out why Jekyll has changed, but is horrified to find that Lanyon is actually on his deathbed, refusing to mention Jekyll at all. Lanyon dies, leaving a letter to be opened on the death or the disappearance of Henry Jekyll. So Utterson continues to be refused entrance to Dr. Jekyll and becomes more and more concerned. Chapter 7, The Incident at the Window. On one of their weekly walks, Enfield and Utterson spot Jekyll through his window. They call to him and he replies, and they converse slightly, but then he looks terrified and slams the window shut. The two people are very concerned and they leave in silence. Chapter 8, The Last Night. Paul, who's Jekyll's servant, arrives at Utterson's house and insists he comes over. A voice which is not Jekyll's is coming from the laboratory, a voice that has been calling out for a particular chemical which cannot be found, and it is not pure. They decide to break in and confront the person who they believe to be Hyde. Once inside, they find a small body twitching inside Jekyll's clothes. The body is much smaller than Jekyll and is holding a test tube. A will is on the table dated today, which leaves everything to Utterson. There is also a packet containing Jekyll's confession. Utterson says he will return once he has read it. So the last two chapters of the story, chapter 9 and chapter 10, they are both of the narratives, the letters that Utterson has received. So the first one, chapter 9, Dr. Lanyon's narrative. This is the contents of the letter from Lanyon. Lanyon received a letter from Jekyll asking him to collect a drawer containing a chemical and to take it to his home, where it would be collected by someone at midnight. Lanyon does this, and at midnight is greeted by a small and hideous man. We can assume that's Hyde. The man says he can either take the potion there or take it away. Lanyon says to take it and is horrified to see that the man turns into Dr. Jekyll. Upon seeing this, Lanyon becomes terminally ill, and that's what causes his eventual death. So our final chapter, where all of our loose ends are being tied together. Chapter 10, Henry Jekyll's full statement of the case. Jekyll details exactly what happened over the course of the events in the novel. His experiment started off as a scientific curiosity, where he wanted to see if he could split his personality to a good side and a bad side, something that would be really quite significant in the Victorian era because of how much disparity there was between private and public. He became addicted to these two sides and eventually lost control of Hyde, his negative side, his one that did all of his monstrous acts. Unable to obtain the right version of the chemical, he was unable to turn back into Jekyll. We do not return to Utterson at the end of the novel. Okay, so that is just a quick chapter by chapter summary of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.